Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Alison Fox and I'm Curator of Archaeology for Manx National Heritage. Here in the Museum 100 exhibition, there's a wall of lots of various artefacts from the National Archaeological Collections. And today, I want to draw your attention to this small bronze belt plate. In amongst the prehistoric bones and flint, in amongst the bones, this really shiny object stands out. It's not a big object. It's got a picture of an anchor with a rope round it, known as a fouled anchor, with a crown over it. And it was originally worn on the cross belt of a Royal Marine. So essentially, the police of the maritime world, they would be on board the Navy ships to make sure the sailors were behaving themselves. What's particularly special about this badge or belt plate, though, is it came off a ship that sank almost 200 years ago to the day. It's special because it came off the wreck of HMS Racehorse, who sank on the 14th of December, 1822. She was a Royal Navy ship carrying around about 100 crew, and she was travelling to the Isle of Man to collect the crew of another Navy ship who had come aground at Conister Rock in Douglas Bay. But on the way to Douglas, the crew of the Racehorse mistook lights in Castletown for those of Douglas, turned in, and the ship ended up being grounded on rocks at Langness. The weather and tide started turning, and the crew knew they had to go for help. Eventually, one crew of local Castletown men were able to reach the ship after many had tried and many had failed. They managed to get almost 100 crew members off the Racehorse, but on the very last journey back to land, the rescue boat overturned with the crew and the rescuers in it. All three local rescuers lost their lives that day. The hardship that their families faced spurred Manx resident William Hillary on to petition the UK government to form a national institution that could help rescue people from ships and also look after the families of people who were lost during these rescues. That institution became the Royal National Lifeboat Institution almost 200 years ago.